Virgo. 8, 7, 7, 7, 5. Stand by. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Radio Without Rules. Charlotte's Phantom Radio may contain adult-oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Yeah. Charlotte Radio. Charlotte Radio just rocks. RadioCharlotte.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the Phantom Radio Podcast on RadioCharlotte.com. My name is Ren. Hanging out today is stand-up comedian. Been doing this for 20-plus years, traveling the world. Never did get a milkshake from McDonald's for some reason, but he's here in Charlotte this weekend.
Boy, Thursday. You did your research on
Friday,
it, brother, didn't you?
Saturday, I did. Yeah. Also watched Shade last night, too, by the way.
Did you?
I did.
Honestly, that's
did.
A it's a great movie, man.
That Mr. O.C.?
Mr. O.C., that's me.
That was funny, man.
I don't know how to spell my own last name.
Mr. Sean Jones is here. What's up, brother?
Man, thank you for having me, man. Absolutely. We're sitting here in our drawers right
we
now.
Are. Kind of we are.
That didn't
shots.
Sound appropriately.
So, how you been, man? How you
doing? I am great, man. I love being in the Queen City, man. Yeah. It's a lovely city when it you guys is. Finish it. It's going to be lovely. But
we guys finish it.
Construction.
That's the thing, man. You know, we're the Queen City, but now we're the Crane City or the Cone City because that's all you see.
Exactly, man.
That's the way it is.
Exactly. But it's a great city, man. I'm so honored to be here, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be crazy
I
this
know,
weekend.
Man. World famous Comedy Zone, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Now it's Valentine's weekend. You got love advice for everybody?
We got the days categorized, believe it or not. We got Jump Off Thursday. Yeah. So that's what your side chick, your side dude, bring right. them out. Don't let anybody know that's the day before Valentine's Day because they're not good enough to get that day. So you come out, do your jump off night, and Friday night will be your boo night, your husband, your wife, your husband, wife, whatever kind of relationship you in. You know, wherever you two get your mail at. If you get your mail at the same dress, this is the night for you.
Right.
And then Saturday night is that girl that you just want to hit one more time, get a little dinner, and she got this dude, she's tied up, she want to break up, but she want to get a dinner out of him. You guys come, get your laugh on, break up, and go to church on Sunday and pray about everything you did over the weekend. So that's why we hooked it up right.
You know, people are going to figure out a lot about themselves this weekend because based on the night that somebody takes them to this show is going to determine
who you are.
Where you are in the situation.
Right. Yeah. Right. If they bring you on the late night, the late show on Saturday, your ass is out the door. You know, when they say goodnight, when I say goodnight on stage, they're going to say goodnight.
That's right.
Yeah, but
that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Yeah. I got some funny dudes on the show with me as well, man.
They travel with you a lot or just for this show? Or?
Well, just for this show, but it's now I'm thinking about making this my team because one of the guys I've known for a while, he travels with Country Wayne, Jordan Jackson. He travels with Country Wayne. So Jordan and I have known each other. I knew Jordan when he first started doing comedy when he was bombing, but he's working very diligently now. He's gotten so much better, man, and he's such a cool dude to be on the road with, so I'm thinking about taking him with me on the road. Well, we got a couple of dates coming up together, and then Christian, who's a charlatan,
right?
Is that what it is?
Charlatan. I'm not originally from here like most people.
Okay.
So I'm not 100% sure.
Where are you from?
Raleigh originally.
Raleigh.
But working radio up and down the East Coast from New York to Florida, everywhere in between.
Oh, okay. Well, Christian, he lives here. He's from here, and he's hosting. Real funny dude, Christian Johnson. So I'm just cool. And then I got my buddy, my road manager slash actor. He was on Atlanta Homicide. He does poetry. Yeah.
Oh,
so we're
going
to throw a little poetry
in
tonight.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's something that's starting to grow again, man. Spoken word, slam poetry.
Yes. There once was a man from Nantucket. Yes.
You can say the word fuck it.
Right. See, we're excited about it. Fuck it.
So you had a birthday recently, man.
Yes, January 12th.
How's it feel to be 30?
My mind says 30, but my bone says you don't get your old ass out of here and get up. Nah, it's great, man. You know, I'm 50. I can't even believe I'm 50.
Yes. 50 is the new 30, man.
50 is the new 50, damn it. When your ass try to jump up too fast, you sit on your balls and stuff like that. You know, 50 is still 50. Get your old ass up. Nah, you know what? I stay in the gym, man. Yeah. I'm more active at 50 than I was at 30.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because I looked
at a lot of people are, man.
You know what got me motivated to really work on my weight and my health was when I watched myself on the show, Your Worst Nightmare.
Right.
And I was like, damn, I'm a fat fucking cop. I was a fat cop, dude. Because when I walked through the front door and I had to walk through the corridor and I looked at it, I was like, damn. It had a lot. Also, the shirt was too big. They didn't have they didn't have my size, so I like
that. That's what it was. The shirt, man. It's not.
Nah, it was some. It was some gut under there. You know, you bad built when you get naked and you got to keep your belt.
Hey,
on.
Some women like that.
Well, you know, I like this. I like this side of the fence a little bit better. You know, but yeah, man. So I ever since then I've been working out real hard, and it still got a long way to go. But it's I lost like I would say 30 pounds.
Dude,
yeah,
dude, so, that's awesome.
Yeah, I feel real good.
Heck yeah, man.
I can shop in H&M now. I can take clothes off the mannequins. Nice. You know,
that's when you it shows that you've you actually done something.
Right, right.
So I saw your Instagram feed this morning. Bill Bellamy did a little video for
my partner in
funny,
crime, man. Yeah, that's my dude. I'm on tour with Bill. We do the ladies night out tour. Oh, so yeah. we've been touring, and I was like, yo dude, you know, because what happened was, it's so crazy, I you know, Bill and I are both from Jersey. Mm-hmm. We both went to the same high
Newark,
school.
Right.
Yeah. Newark, born and raised in the bricks. And we went to Seton Hall Prep, which was, you know, Seton Hall University was their preparatory school for all boys. I didn't know it was all boys when I applied. I was like, where the bitches? No. But so I transferred, but Bill had graduated, left before I got there. Mm-hmm. So we both ran the same circles. We both knew the same people. My road manager and best friend, who also went to Seton Hall Prep and then transferred to St. Anthony's with me, you know, we've been rolling since ninth grade.
Wow.
and he and Bill have been friends. So it was like two worlds that were
small
connected.
World,
by, and he kept telling Bill, like, Bill, we did shows early on in my career, but he had forgotten, you know.
Right.
And Drew had been telling him for years, you got to see Sean. He was like, man, I don't know. I can't remember. And when he came here, I got in an argument with my wife and I left. Mm-hmm. I left town and I came here. And Bill was like, yo, don't go up and do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I went up and I crushed it.
Nice.
And I was on the shows all
weekend. You don't always
hear
that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that very humbly. Right. But I crushed it. And it was he was like, yo, I need this dude on tour.
Right.
And he put me on tour right then
That's
and there.
Awesome.
So it's like full circle to come back. You know, I've been performing in Charlotte for years, but now it's like more people understand, like, you know, or like, let's see this guy. And man, it's gonna be a great weekend, because he put his, you know, he put his print stamp of approval on there. You know, it makes it official now.
Right.
You know, so yeah, that's what
you made it official. You're funny as hell, dude.
Thank you, man. Yeah, he's a good dude, man. I know almost everyone in this business, from the big, you know, big comedians to the open micers, and he's great, man. He got good spirit, good energy. I'm big on energy and, and spirits, and like I said, from day one he's been A1.
One thing I love about you is that you work with a lot of younger comedians and kind of show them it's difficult to really build your brand.
Right.
People don't really understand what that means, but, you know, perception is reality.
Exactly.
If you go out there, what people see and perceive of you is what they're going to think of you.
Right.
So it's important to really know how to build your brand properly, and you do a great job at that.
Thank you. You know, and that's the thing. I do a comedy workshop, and hopefully bringing it here to Charlotte. But the thing is, like you said, I tell comics, the first thing I say in my workshop is, you're a brand, just like Mercedes, McDonald's, and all these other establishments. Mm-hmm. You know, when you present yourself to someone that you're trying to buy your product, you have to present the best you that you can present.
Yep.
You know, so just like, you know, I don't care how long McDonald's have been in existence, Mercedes have been in existence, every time they present themselves, they present it in the best way.
Yep.
So every time you hit that stage, you have to present the best you, because you, like you said, you are a brand. Whether, you know, whatever you're doing, I don't care. I hate when comics say, oh, I'm just fucking around tonight on stage. But, you know, Mercedes never fucks around.
No, they don't.
You know, McDonald's, they fuck around with their milkshakes. But other stuff, you know what I mean? It's just like, you got to think of yourself that way. You are a product. You're trying to get these audience members that know nothing about you to buy into what you're selling. And what you're selling is yourself.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And it's just as important to for people to understand the why you're doing it than just doing it, you know, because a lot of people can relate.
Right.
We're all connected in some way or another. We all have things in common, and you know, the passion behind what you do, there are a lot of people out there that can kind of relate to it.
Exactly.
And it may even motivate them to take a step up and do something they love to do too.
Exactly. And it's so crazy because you know, my sister and I, we do a morning phone call where we have people call from all over the country. It's like it's called Wisdom Wednesdays. It's like a motivational phone call for midweek when you're starting to die down with your enthusiasm and you need that extra kick to get you going. And this morning, as a matter of fact, it kind of touched on what you're saying. I give the word of the day and I give a definition. It was trust. And it was basically trust that you have greatness in you as well as you see in other people. Like, you know, trust that you can accomplish those goals and dreams and aspirations that you had. Because a lot of times we talk ourselves out of that. Or we minimize our greatness. And if you trust in yourself, we put trust in other people. We put trust in our parents to, you know, we put trust in our family members to take care of our children. We put trust in our jobs to pay us for what we're working for. But we don't trust ourselves to reach the goals that we've imagined in our head. You know, so it's funny that you talk about that this morning, because it falls along the same lines. You know, just go out there, do it, you know, do it to your best, the best of your ability. You'd be surprised how much you have in you that you haven't tapped into. You know,
live that best life, man.
Man, you
got to.
That's
what it's all about.
Right.
And really, you know, people say, oh, anything's possible. Bullshit. No, that's not bullshit.
It's not.
If you believe in yourself and you believe that you can do it, and confidence is difficult sometimes to believe in ourselves. It really is. Right. But it's there. We've all had an experience where we wanted something, we believed in it, didn't second guess or think too hard about it. We just did it and it worked out.
Right.
And that's
right.
how it works.
Right. Because you know what? Going for something, it takes effort sometimes, and some people like to live in mediocrity.
Right.
Mediocrity. You know, that they like to just sit around and do shit without doing, you know, just sit around and wait for shit to happen. But you can't do that, man. You know, just like with anything. Anything that's worthwhile is going to take effort.
Exactly.
I don't care how much money you have in this world. I don't care how many people you know, how much notoriety you have. If you want muscles, you got to get your ass in the gym and work out.
Exactly.
There's no shortcut. You know, you got to go through the pain. So a lot of people are not willing to do that. But shit, I don't give a shit. I'm going in head first, man. I'm 50. You know, now, you know, it's like I'm not on a this is another way people look at life. I'm on a decline now. And I'm closer to death now. No, man, I'm living.
It's not.
I'm living.
It's not. That's
you
right.
can't look for that day. Mm-hmm. You'll never be able to appreciate today if you're looking for that day. I live my life the way with just complete happiness. And it's so much more exciting, you know. Yeah.
You got such a good energy about you, man.
Thank you, man. That's very important to me.
I just feel it from you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, because we have on underwear. That's why. Nah, man. You know, like once again, as I get older, I have released religion and I've adapted my spirituality, and it's awakened. These fucking words are fucking baffling me today.
They change so much, you don't know what's what
exactly
these days, man.
Oh, speaking of which, and I know I'm ADD, I'm all over the place. Like you said, how words have changed.
Yeah,
I don't know who the fuck changed this. Where you say, "Is you with me?" "Is" has become the word that I fucking hate, because rappers, I mean, everybody is saying you is crazy. No, you is ignorant. The fuck you are. It's R. What's so hard about R? You know what I'm saying? It's a much better R. It just rolls off your tongue better. It's such a pet peeve of mine. When
you
I
see
just,
it all over the place too.
I was like, you know, that's just an urban, you know, urban lingo. I see white people
everywhere.
You
Everybody.
Was crazy. You was so funny. You was an asshole.
No. People pick up little things. If a celebrity or somebody out there does or says one little thing, it spreads like wildfire. Like, I mean, another example of this damn broom challenge that's going on right now.
Yo,
so you did that.
I did it. I never do challenges. It was so crazy.
That thing ever sweep your phone?
I was just like, man, that motherfucker. It's so funny. Like, me and my, you know, like, we're separated now. That's why I'm here in Charlotte. Yeah. She's still living in the big-ass house that we built. But anyway, I called her last night. I was like, man, I'm getting ready to do, I want to do a series of these. She's like, no, it's dead. Let it go. But it was funny because, like, that was my thing. I put this broom up. I was like, you're not impressing me by fucking sitting there. Right. You want to impress me? Sweet, bitch.
Sweet fucking something. Flow.
Right. So after that one, I went back and I did another video where I said, you know, it was like, I put 8 hours later after the broom challenge ended. And I'm like, you still fucking sitting? You're not doing anything? And I kept saying, sweep something, bitch. Then I did another video that I did post where I came in the house and the broom was standing in front of the television. I'm like, you're fucking sitting here watching the TV? You still haven't done anything? What a lazy ass broom. Sweep something, bitch. And then I put it in the shower. I put it in the shower, and I'm like, oh, you want to take a shower? It's not like you worked up a sweat. Sweep something, bitch. And I was going to do a whole series. My wife was like, no, let it go. It's not going to work. I thought it was funny.
You should post it anyway.
I'm going to post it. I'm going to blame you. So when we go back to court, I'll lose you in the court battle.
See, I think we ought to start a challenge for everybody out there. This is one I put a lot of thought into it. I think this is something that's going to catch on and do real well. It's the Everybody Give Ren and Sean a Dollar Challenge.
Damn right.
You know, we got Venmo, we got PayPal, we got Cash App. However you want to do it.
And I got a crackhead cousin that's always asking me for a dollar. Right. You know, I always said that when I go to like big football games and basketball games. I look around and say, man, if I could just stand out front with a basket and just get a dollar from everyone. Man. Not even a dollar, a quarter.
Right. Yeah.
I'd be balling out of control.
Yeah. A lot of people do that, man. Make a lot of money. Probably make more money than we do.
Panhandling school in New York, bro. There's actually a panhandling school in New York.
I believe it. It's nuts.
Yeah, man.
So starting out a long time ago, it's kind of something you and I got in common. You sold insurance at one time, right?
Oh, yeah. For like
way back in the day.
Yeah, man. That's what, you know, that's a crazy story. Like, you really have done your research, and I'm very appreciative of that. Like, you really went further than
I want people to get to know you as a person, who you are.
I'm excited to find out shit about me. You're like my therapist that I don't have to pay. Man, let me tell you, it was so funny. That's exactly how comedy started for me, you know? I worked for a State Farm insurance company. Awful.
And make phone calls.
Cold phone calls out of the yellow pages to get people to buy insurance that they don't fucking want.
Isn't it fun to call people like that?
Oh, it's horrible. Dude. And I'm glad that we're past that stage in our society. But rest in peace, RJ Washington, who gave me the opportunity. Yeah. But he was such a cool dude. Yeah. He was like, man, I know this shit ain't for you. So I'm going to go ahead and lay you off, and I'm going to give you unemployment.
Oh, wow.
And that was so cool. That was nice. I think I was making like two something a week.
Yeah.
This was 93. And so at that time, I had started taking the comedy workshop. Props to my man, Tony Kemp. And I was able to learn comedy while receiving money. So I didn't have to get another job.
Yeah.
And when my unemployment ran out, I started working on the road. I had progressed so quickly.
Oh, wow.
You know, comics started taking me on the road. And the Comedy Zone had a couple of rooms on the creative tour, as it was called. Start in Virginia, go all the way through Tennessee, through Georgia. It was like a two-week tour. And I was living in Charleston at the time, which was just crazy.
Yeah.
I lived in Charleston twice. The first time I said, I lived here for a year. I said, fuck, I'll never live here again. And I was like, then I found myself sitting in the U-Haul in front of a townhouse. I'm like, what the hell am I? What? Bro, I said I would never come back to Charleston. What the fuck am I? And this big ass walked out of the house. I said, that's what got me. They'll do it every time. So my wife has a big ass. I still call her my wife. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. But no, I took this workshop and I was working. So I was hosting comedy in Charleston as well as Augusta. So I was on the I was working every single week in front of 300 people.
Yeah.
And it made me grow quickly.
Yeah.
And I just started going on the road after that. And here I am 26 years later.
That's awesome.
It's a blessing, man.
It's a blessing when you can do what you love.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Like midday masturbation? Oh, that's not what you're talking about.
Well, that's one of the bonuses from working from home.
I like the way you played on that word. Bonuses.
Bonuses working
from home. Right.
Like that. So have you thought about doing a podcast?
Yes, I truly have.
Do it, man.
Yeah.
I
remember I set up like a music bed and all that kind of stuff, like an intro to it, and I just never pursued it. And
don't be the broom.
Exactly.
Do
it. Just sitting there. Do something, bitch. That's the name of my podcast. Do something, bitch. That'd be a cool name, though. Do something, bitch.
I think you'd be really good at it, man, because you know, it's a chance to kind of do your thing, speak your mind, to motivate people.
Yes.
Put your message out there.
Right, which we already do.
So and it's a lot of fun.
Yes, it truly is. It truly is, man. So I'm excited about you're motivating me to really pursue it now and to get it organized. So I appreciate that for real.
And you see here, I mean, you know, we got a little studio set up here in my home, so you don't need to rent a commercial space or
build
some
tampons on the walls.
I know, dude. Yeah, sitting here in the drawers, you know.
Yeah,
it's very, 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 very convenient.
I know, right?
Yeah. A lot of fun to do.
Yeah, you do well at it too. So I like the setup.
I appreciate that, man. Build it and they will come. So this weekend,
we're killing it.
Comedy Zone. Sean Jones is going to be out there giving love advice to all the couples out there.
Yes.
For Valentine's Day weekend. So make sure you go out there. CLTComedyZone.com is a website where people can get tickets. make sure you go reach out to me as well. If you want more information on it, I'll point you in the right direction. Got to go see Sean Jones this weekend. While
and you know, I forgot to say this too. Yeah. I'm very excited because my boy Nick Cosier is coming.
Yeah.
That's my dude, man. I'm going to get him on stage to dance, man. He's so cool, man. He's like, dude, you're the funniest dude that I got. And he's trying to get everybody from over at Fox to come out this weekend, man. He's such a cool dude. And I'm excited to link up with him too with some projects that I'm coming up with. So, man. The Queen City has been good to me.
Yeah, it's a good place, man.
It truly is.
Living all over the country, man, doing radio. When I got to Charlotte first day, it felt like home. Something about this place.
We're talking about energy and stuff. Yeah. That's the same way. Yeah. I'm from New Jersey. Yeah. I lived in Atlanta for an extremely long time, about 13 years altogether. I lived in Los Angeles for about a year and a half. I lived in Charleston for three sentencing, you know, three jail years. Yeah. But now I lived there for a while. But, you know, coming to Charlotte, I went to Bill and I. We were in some city. I think we were in Connecticut, and I was in the gym. I was working out, and I was online. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives here, and I was looking at apartments. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, this apartment looks good. You know, it's reasonable. Let me go check it out when I come back in town." I came back in town. I went to that apartment complex. I'm pulling through the gate as I was pulling in. I said, "I don't like the energy in this place."
Right.
I said,
right.
"I don't like the energy." I went in the leasing office, and there were two white girls and the black guy, and none of them gave me good energy. I was thinking, young black guy. And he was worse. I'd rather been with one of the other, you know, agents because his energy was so awful.
Wow.
He showed me the apartment. I walked the apartment. I was like, no, I don't like this. So I walked back to my car after, and I was like, all right. And there across the fence was this big, not brick, but it's like rock siding building. It was huge, and I was like, wow, that's a nice house. And I was like, that's not a house, that's a clubhouse. And I was like, oh, those apartments over there. I was like, man, they probably too expensive, because I anything that says reserve is like, eh, they're too expensive.
Right.
So I was like, well, I'll just go over there and check. And I walked in, and once again, talking about energy and how energy attracts, this guy named Chris is the agent there. That he's the only one there, white guy. And he and I start talking, and he's like, man, I'm big on energy. And I told him I got my rocks. I had like the energy rocks in my pocket. And he was like, that's me. And he was telling me about these books that he has read and all these different things. And we're just talking, and he shows me the apartment. We go through the gate, and he takes me to the apartment. I walked, and I said, this is my home.
Yeah.
I said, Chris, this is mine. Yeah. This is my apartment. And we went down, filled out the application. I went to bed and woke up late that night, and you've been approved.
That's awesome.
I was like, wow. Yeah. And it's been great. I love it.
When people talk about things meant to be, it's situations like that. It's similar energies that kind of find each other.
It truly does.
People and things like that you're drawn to each other.
Yeah, you know, like you truly are. Just like you and the hooker. I mean, you're drawn to each other. You know, that exchange from currency, just you're automatically attracted to each other.
After she felt me, man.
After your credit card clears, we're attracted. We're connected. Nah, it's so cool, man. Yeah. People just don't realize. You should really take a step back to try to tap into your energy because it's an amazing feeling.
It is.
And like you said, you know, I appreciate you saying, you know, you felt my energy.
Mm-hmm.
I went to another radio station this week, and the young lady, she her hair was standing up on her arms, and she started to tear up. She's like, Sean, your energy is like overwhelming to me.
Right.
And she's like, I have this message. I don't know where it's coming from, but I have to tell you this. And it was like so crazy, so profound that what she had been saying, what was given to her. She said, I don't know you, but I feel as though this is what I was supposed to tell you this morning. Man, it's so cool, man. It's so damn cool. And so people really need to tap into it. You would enjoy life more.
You will. It's a real thing too. I mean, are you you feel people's energy?
Yeah.
You
immediately
feel the world around you.
Immediately.
Are people drawn to you?
They truly are. Yeah. And it's kind of amazing to me. And I try to stay humble. So a lot of times when that happens, I'm learning, because you tend I don't try to take credit for things. So I kind of shun away from it, you know. But now it's like, if God is doing it, or people are scared of saying God or whatever.
The universe.
Whatever is responsible for your existence.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the universe gives to you, I accept it, you know. And so, you know, I just feel as though that people are drawn. Just like I said at the television station this morning, when they felt my energy, yeah, and they invited me back for another television show, yeah, later on tonight.
Oh,
you
that's
know?
Awesome.
Yeah, so
nice.
It's just like, that's just the way things happen, yeah, and I just let it happen, mm-hmm, you know, because I try to be a positive impact on people that, mm-hmm, you know, might not have had any kind of positive,
exactly,
you know, energy, yeah, directed their way, you know.
And you can't help but wonder if people were kind of, you cross paths for a reason for,
yeah,
that. There's something that you may have that they may need in their life, piece of advice.
Yeah, exactly.
Or vice versa.
Right.
You know, something that they have to offer that kind of opens the door for you and makes
right.
sense.
Right, exactly. It's a sense of clarity as well, yeah, as validation, you,
yeah,
know, like something you've been struggling with, and just, mm-hmm, to get it from a perfect stranger to,
yeah,
say, you know what, I don't know where this came from, and I've been told to tell you this. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah, yeah.
So, people are like, please give me a sign. Signs,
yeah,
are all around you. You're just not as open to it, but be open to,
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Here's a sign. Don't say fucking is. There it is. There. Oh, and I just said it is. There it are. There it are.
There it are.
There it are.
The flip side of that is sometimes like the negative energy,
oh,
you can soak it up like a sponge and it can affect you.
That shit get in your clothes,
oh,
like smoke.
Dude,
like what the
does.
Fuck is that smell? That's,
yeah,
negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
I
all
hate
around
that.
You. And there's a lot of people battle with that to
yes.
try and figure out. It's like sometimes you have to put up a wall, but you can't put up a wall because you'll close everybody out. There's
yeah.
gotta be a good balance to it. And that's a challenge for a lot of people
right.
like you that can feel that energy.
It's like, but it's like, why? And I used to be this angry guy, you know, just aggressive all the time. It's like, it wasn't enjoyable.
No,
when you take
no.
a step out of that
yeah.
that norm, you know, the normality,
yeah.
Once again, I'm just picking up these fucking big words. I can just make it simple, stupid. But, you know, it's like, man, you take a step out and you're like, man, that was draining.
Right, yeah.
You ever had a negative person, and then this drain?
They
leave the room.
It's
and you're like
everything
what the
out
fuck?
Of you. Yeah,
did I just work out? You know, it's like that's not living, man.
Right.
And I, you know, and I, what I'm trying not to worry as much, but it's just I just enjoy stuff so much more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even like my you know my wife and I, when we were battling when I left, mm-hmm. it was like we couldn't stay on the phone with each other for more than mm-hmm. 3 minutes before it was fuck you. But it was more me.
Right.
But when I finally said enough,
yeah,
I don't want this anymore,
mm-hmm.
and we have a friendship now.
Good.
You know, like it's yeah. really cool. Like
yeah.
we talk, we joke, and you know, she sends me messages. She sent me a message this morning.
Good.
I appreciate her input on stuff, in which
mm-hmm.
at one point I didn't.
Right.
Like, you don't know shit about comedy. You're a fucking engineer. You work at Bo. You don't know. And it's like now, and I'm just like she. Mm-hmm. And I take a step back, and she's like. And I look at it, I was like, wow,
yeah.
that makes sense to do it that way. Like she said, no, leave the broom challenge alone. Leave it alone.
Well, maybe you should leave it alone then.
Right, right.
I think
right.
it's funny, but.
I know. Do too, but it's sometimes. Well, what her perception, her reason for saying leave it alone because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a challenge that it washed across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a quick challenge and then it faded
mm-hmm.
out really quick.
Yeah.
Had it been something that had a lot of momentum behind it, like the, what I don't know, the fucking dumb challenge.
God, there's all this.
But you know what I'm saying? Some of them like.
Challenge.
Yeah, the bottle cap. And that just took, and everybody was aware of it, but
yeah.
it's like the broom challenge didn't have that same flair.
Yeah.
So that's why she was saying, she explained, she was like, the reason why I'm saying it because
mm-hmm.
it didn't pick up momentum like
yeah.
all the other challenges. And it'd be something like people like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right, right.
But you know, so. But
right.
it's funny, even if you didn't know, you can,
mm-hmm.
if you never even saw the challenge, it's funny to you to see a broom standing in the middle of the floor and you're telling it, do something, bitch. Sweep.
Yeah.
Sweep something, bitch.
And sometimes my girl was telling me just the other day, you know, listening to some of the podcasts, you know, just kind of giving me advice from an outside perspective. And I welcome that because
right.
she's someone that knows me better than anybody else on this.
She knows your bullshit.
She knows. Yeah.
yeah.
So, you know, any advice that she has from that perspective, I always listen to because you never know.
Exactly.
You know?
But you know what it is, being that you and I have been in our profession for so long and we perfected that. We tend to say, you don't know shit about this.
Right.
But realistically, they're
right.
on the opposite side,
exactly.
which gives us the insight that we really do need.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
you got to step outside yourself
mm-hmm.
and they're able to do that for us. But
mm-hmm.
as stubborn as men, sometimes you're like, get the hell out. You don't know nothing about this business. So.
Sometimes they have to let us fall down.
Right.
So that we'll learn that lesson. You know?
Exactly. But if they want to get
and
better,
they're usually right about it.
Right. What they should do when they want to give us that advice
mm-hmm.
and want us to listen and want us to entertain what they're saying,
yeah.
get naked, cock your legs open.
Right.
And then tell us like, yeah,
yeah.
I'll do exactly. So you want me to drink this cyanide because it'll make my voice better? I'll do it.
Yeah, baby, come on.
I will do it. Yes, sir.
Sean, I appreciate it, man.
Man, appreciate you having me, man. It's been a great time, man. I love this kind of stuff. I can talk all day, as you see, as man, you can see.
And you're the kind of guy I can talk to for a long time. I know you got another thing that you have coming up here soon, so you got to go. But, man, definitely come back.
I promise this to. Again. I'll knock on your door. For real. Promise not to come through the back door like most black guys do in neighborhoods such as this.
Definitely come back, and let's talk more about podcasts, man, because I think it's something you'd really enjoy.
I definitely
really
believe
at.
That.
So we'll do that. All right, Sean Jones, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, World Famous Comedy Zone, CLTComedyZone.com.
Yes.
We'll come to the show and check you out, man.
That's right. Make sure you hit me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace. It's Comic Sean Jones. That's S-H-A-U-N. I couldn't afford the W, so I had to cut it in half and just take the U. Comic Sean Jones. Please hit me up. I need followers.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
That's the Phantom Radio Podcast on RadioCharlotte.com. Make sure you follow us on all the social media platforms. Radio CLT is where you can find it. Also, if you want to reach out to me through email, Renn at RadioCharlotte.com. And make sure wherever you listen to this podcast, subscribe to it so you don't miss anything, whether it's Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. You can find it on all of them. Make sure you subscribe and follow us, and we'll do this again real soon. Good night, Blue Eyes.
There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. All you have to do is get in touch with it.
Radio Charlotte.